Good morning. My name is Ray, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the China Ceramics First Half 2018 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. David Rudnick, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Ray. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' first 6 months of fiscal 2018 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Xiaodong Wang, and the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, I'd like to address forward-looking statements that may be discussed on the call. Forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties and include, among others, those regarding revenue, operating expenses, other income and expense, taxes, and future business outlook. Actual future performance, outcomes, and results may differ materially from those expressed in forward-looking statements. The company claims the safe harbor protections for such forward-looking statements as contemplated under the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Please refer to the documents filed by the company with the SEC, specifically the most recent reports on Forms 20F and 6K, which identify important risk factors that could cause actual results to differ from those contained in forward-looking statements. We assume no obligation to update any forward-looking statements or information which speak as of their respective dates. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Xiaodong Wang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. Gabriel Cao will be translating for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫，我代表公司欢迎大家参加 2018年下半年的财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I'd like to welcome everyone to our first half fiscal 2018 earnings conference call.
2018年上半年更强的市场定位使我们的同比平均销售价格与去年同期相比增长了17%，我们净利的6%的收入增长。然而，由于战略决策对我们的客户群的选择，我们的销售与去年前六个月相比减少了9%。 我们在高质量产品方面的相似以及运营条件的适度改善。我们在过去18个月内实现了3次价格涨价上涨，这种定价的增长使我们能够在目前的市场环境下合理利用我们的生产产能。
For the first half of 2018, we experienced top-line growth of 6% as stronger market position enabled us to increase our average selling price by 17% compared to the same period a year ago. However, we also experienced a 9% contraction in our sales volume as compared to the first 6 months of last year due to the strategic decision to be more selective as to our consumer base. We were able to implement 3 price increases over the last 18 months due to our reputation for high-quality products as well as a modest improvement in operating conditions. This pricing increase enabled us to achieve a reasonable utilization of our production capacity, given the current market environment.
在此, 2018年6月30日的6个月时间, 公司利用生产产能为 6150万平方米 设施, 在2018年上半年, 公司产生产2017-2018年的瓷砖，为了产生现金流，我们已签订了合约，把恒达利闲置的生产产能力达到1000万平方米瓷砖的生产线输入出去。与过去几个季度一样，我们根据当前的市场环境。 维持降低对现有工厂的利用率，以保持其效低的运营成本。 随着业务环境的改善，我们将在线提供额外的产能。
During the 6 months ended June 30th, 2018, we utilized production facilities capable of producing 21.1 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the first half of 2018. Out of the company's effective annual production capacity of 61.5 million square meters, in order to generate cash flow, we have entered into a contract to lease out an idle production line in our Fendali facility that has the capacity to produce 10 million square meters of ceramic tiles. As we have in past quarters, we maintain the reduced utilization of existing plant capacity based on the current market environment in order to keep our operating costs low, and we will bring additional capacity online as the business environment improves.
2018年下半年，我们打算继续战略向地针对移车发展活动的二线城市，并将谨慎地向客户提供信贷，这而我们行业的客户信贷普遍缩减一致。此外，适应于行业各种污染法规，可能会导致较小的资金不足的竞争对手的退出，这将最终给我们有机会增加我们的市场份额。尽管我们的业务在2018年下半年我们取态子慌晚，但我们认为我们的业务是起息此时的，因为房地产花开发对于中国持续是城市化至关重要，而城市化是实现国内经济增长、政府政策的关键料。
For the second half of 2018, we intend to continue to strategically target second-tier cities where we forecast development activity, and will be careful about extending credit to customers consistent with a general tightening of customer credit in our sector. Further, various pollution regulations applicable to our sector could cause exit of smaller, less well-capitalized competitors, which we believe will ultimately give us the opportunity to increase our market share. Although we anticipate that our business was slow in the second half of 2018, we believe that our business is sustainable since real estate development is vital for China's continued urbanization, which is a key element of government policy to achieve domestic economic growth.
接下来，我想请财务总监宪万先生来详细介绍公司下半年的营收情况。谢谢。
With that, I'd like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen, who will discuss the company's first half 2018 earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the 6 months ending June 30th, 2018. Our revenue for the 6 months ending June 30th, 2018 was RMB 355.6 million or US dollar 55.9 million, an increase of 5.7% from RMB 336.5 million for the same period of 2017. The increase in revenue was primarily due to the 17.1% increase in the average selling price, or ASP, of the company's ceramic tiles products to RMB 28.1 or US dollar 4.4 in the first half of 2018, as compared to RMB 24 for the same period of 2017, partially offset by the 9.3% decrease in sales volume to 12.7 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the first half of 2018.From 14 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the first half of 2017. Gross profit for the 6 months and June 30th, 2018 was RMB 44.8 million or US dollar 7 million, as compared to gross loss of RMB 7.4 million for the first period of 2017. The gross profit margin was 12.6% for the 6 months ended June 30, 2018, as compared to a negative 2.2% profit margin for the same period of 2017. The increase in gross profit margin was primarily due to the 16.7% increase in ASP of the company's ceramics tiles and the decrease in depreciation expense resulting from the write-down of fixed assets at December 31, 2017. Other income for the 6 months and June 30, 2018 was RMB 7.1 million or US$1.1 million. As compared to RMB 7.1 million for the same period of 2017. For the 6 months ended June 30, 2018, other income consists of RMB 7.1 million or US$1.1 million. The company received by leasing out one of the production lines from East Hendley facility pursuant to an 8-year lease contract. Selling and distribution expenses for the 6 months and June 30, 2018 were RMB 5.7 million or US$0.9 million as compared to RMB 5.8 million for the same period of 2017. The year-over-year decrease in selling and distribution expenses was primarily due to an RMB 0.1 million decrease in traveling expenses. Administrative expenses for the 6 months and June 30, 2018 were RMB 10.5 million or US$1.6 million as compared to RMB 9 million for the same period of 2017. Bad debt expenses for the 6 months and June 30, 2018 was RMB 106.4 million or US$16.7 million as compared to no bad debt expense for the same period of 2017, primarily due to the write-off of bad debt due to uncollectible debt associated with our customers. The company recognized a loss allowance for expected credit loss on its financial assets, primarily on its trade receivables, which are subject to impairment under IFRS 9, financial instruments, first effective for the current accounting period. The company believes that it has undertaken appropriate measures to reserve its bad debt expense. The company will continue to review each of its customers for credit quality, as well as assiduously test its accounts receivable balance in each upcoming fiscal year. Net loss for the 6 months and June 30, 2018 was RMB 71.9 million or US$11.3 million as compared to net loss of RMB 5.8 million for the same period of 2017. The increase in net loss was mainly due to the RMB 106.4 million or US$16.7 million of bad debt expense incurred for the 6 months and June 30, 2018. Loss per basic and fully diluted share for the 6 months and June 30, 2018 on both a basic and fully diluted basis were RMB 17.23 or US$2.71 as compared to both a basic and fully diluted loss per share of RMB 2.07 for the first half of 2017. Turning to our balance sheet, as of June 30, 2018, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 6 million or US$0.9 million as compared with RMB 2.3 million as of December 31st, 2017. As of June 30th, 2018, our inventory turn was 109 days, as compared to 95 days as of December 31st, 2017. The increase in inventory turnover days was primarily due to the 9.3% decrease in our sales volume in the first half of 2018, as compared to the same period 2017. The company believes that the currently challenging economic environment has in general caused a lower turnover than normal, and the company will make a continuous effort to deplete this low-moving stock. Our trade receivables turnover, net of value-added tax, as of June 30, 2018, was 221 days, compared with 286 days. As of December 31st, 2017, the increase in trade receivable turnovers was primarily due to a continued difficult economic environment, which has prompted us to offer extended credit terms to certain customers, resulting in a higher trade receivable turnover figures than normal. Our trade payable turnover, net of value added tax, was 50 days as of June 30, 2018, compared with 32 days as of December 31st, 2017. The average turnover days was within the normal credit period of 1 to 4 months granted by our suppliers. In terms of our plant's utilization and capacity, for the 6 months ending June 30, 2018, we utilized plant capacity capable of producing 21.1 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually out of a total annual production capacity of 61.5 million square meters. Our annual production capacity has been effectively reduced from 76 million square meters of ceramic tiles to 61.5 million square meters of ceramic tiles due to an 8-year contract to lease out one of the production lines from its Handley facility that we entered into in March 2016, and the disposal of a 4.5 million square meters capacity kiln at the end of 2016. Our Handley facility has an annual production capacity of 32.7 million square meters, and we utilize production capacity capable of producing 14 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the 6 month end, June 30th, 2018. Our Hangzhou facility has an annual production capacity of 38.8 million square meters, not including our leasing out 10 million square meters of production capacity to a third party. We utilize annual capacity capable of producing 7.1 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the 6 month end, June 30th, 2018. We review the level of capital expenditures throughout the year and make adjustments subject to market conditions. Although business conditions are subject to change, we anticipate a modest level of capital expenditure for the remainder of 2018, other than those associated with minimal upgrades, small repairs, and the maintenance of equipment. Moving on to our business outlook. For the 6 month end June 30th, 2018, our revenue rose 5.7%, primarily due to an increase in our average selling price, attributable to our decision to raise prices on our product 3 times beginning in April of 2017, with our most recent increase occurring in April of 2018. Consequently, the average selling price of our ceramic tiles products increased by 17.1% for the first six months of 2018, as compared to the same period of 2017. However, our strategy to select and secure more qualified accounts lead to a contraction in our sales volume of 9.3% to 12.7 million square meters of ceramic tiles from 40 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the same period of 2017. Looking ahead to the second half of 2018, and based on the information currently available to us, we expect market conditions to become very challenging due to a slowing domestic economy and high inventory in certain second-tier cities. There is also a relatively high amount of mortgage debt, overdevelopment occurring in some areas, and a high number of government regulations intended to cool prices, especially in third and fourth tier cities, which could limit the launch of new projects. However, there are also efforts to build demand in some cities where housing purchase restriction on second homes could be loosened, and there is also a portion of outdated city center housing stock that could lead to rebuilding and renovation. We typically receive orders from customers 1 or 2 months in advance of production on a rolling basis. However, due to potentially difficult market conditions for the second half of 2018, there has been a decreased demand for our products. And as of June 30, 2018, we did not have any backlog. The company believes that the reduction in backlog related to a general slowdown in the construction industry in China, as customers are deferring order and or are waiting to start new projects. We anticipate that the reduction in backlog may result in a decrease in sales volume and revenue in the second half of 2018. Under normal circumstances, our backlog is an indicator of revenues that might be expected in the next period, though it is subject to change as a result of unforeseen business conditions and events, including credit payment terms. In our views, China's urbanization trend, where hundreds of millions of people will move from rural areas into China's cities, will continue into the foreseeable future and will favor a sustainable building material sector. We are becoming ever more focused on consolidating property developer sector and are looking to work with larger developers across a variety of projects. Also, our sector is viewed to have excessive production capacity and government mandates to convert to a cleaner and more expensive fuel resources could ultimately result in a smaller, less well capitalized competitor existing the space. We believe that we have a competitive advantage in our sector due to our extensive product platform, customization capabilities, marketing expertise, and reputation to quickly and expressly meet our customer needs. This business outlook reflects the company's current and preliminary views, which are subject to change, is subject to risks and uncertainties, as well as risks and uncertainties identified in the company's public filings. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to our first half 2018 financial results. Operator, please.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Howard Flinker. Your line is open. Please ask your question.
Hello, everybody. Edmund, you failed to mention something that I calculated, and I want to check to see if this is correct. The way I see it, if you exclude the receivable write-off, which is not a cash write-off, your cash inflow was 40 million renminbi, or $6.4 million for the 6 months. Is that correct? Depreciation plus the reversal of the receivable minus the loss. Is that correct?
Yeah, you are correct. If you do not count the better write-off, the cash has inflow from the operations.
That's $1.50 a share, or 9.7 million yen, correct? In 6 months.
Yeah, approximately like that.
Yeah, okay. And you and I have talked about companies closing because of the environmental restrictions. Do you think that in the last 2 years, more than 50% of the competitors have gone out of business?
I think so in Fujian province.
And
there's a lot of small businesses.
And in Zhejiang, or is it Jiangxi or Zhejiang? Jiangxi.
Jiangxi,
right. I suppose some competitors have gone out of business too, is that correct?
Yes, we do know it.
Is it as many or a bigger percentage in the Jiangxi as in Fujian, or not yet?
I think Fujian has more significant in
what
Fujian province.
Could it be as high as 65% in Fujian?
I think it's about 50%.
About 50%. Okay.
It's not official, so it's just...
I know. We know it's a guess. And finally, the government of China changed the taxes recently, and also the necessary contribution to retirement and pensions. Is that going to put more pressure on some of these weaker competitors?
Yes, they will come for the pressure in the coming years.
So the reduction in industry-wide capacity in Fujian and maybe even Jiangxi could be more than 50%, correct?
This is only an estimate.
The pension expense is going to add more pressure to competition, correct? More
correct.
Cost pressure. All right. So the
of
number
course.
Could be it could be bigger than 50%. We'll see, but
yeah,
it could
we,
be.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I suggest next time. You mentioned, because most people don't bother to calculate, what the cash inflow was, because that's a very large number for a company like yours. And you might point it out more clearly next time.
Yes, we may do that.
Okay. 谢谢你们.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And again, if you want to ask a question, you can press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of James Can. Your line is open. Please ask your question.
你好. Thank you for this conference call. My question is, can you tell us something about what has happened between June 30th and now, which is almost 3 months? Has there been any backlog?
Because at the end from June, we have changed our strategy a bit. So we did not have backlog in 30th. We only chose the quality customer to do direct business with them. So from the June 30th to now, I can only say that we do have some good revenue, but that is a little bit lower or slower than the same period of last year.
You mean it's slower to collect your receivables?
Well, I mean the revenue growth. The revenue growth is much lower than before.
Okay. What about the cash situation? I see that relative to a year ago, there's more cash on hand now, which is good. That was as of June 30th. Can you tell us anything about the cash on hand now?
The cash on hand now is approximately the same. There's no too much difference. I mean, well, we may maintain it about the same level.
Okay. Well, I'm certainly glad that you were able to raise prices by as much as you have and that you have returned to profitability. But I guess, as you say, that the situation is still challenging in China. If it ever becomes non-challenging, which typically, I guess, it will eventually, that should be very good for you. But for now, I'm glad that you're profitable.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sure.
And again, if you want to ask a question, you may press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. You may continue, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we want to thank all of you for your interest and participation on this call. This concludes China Ceramics first half 2018 earnings call. Thank you all very much.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect. Thank you for participating.